from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum, early this morning, under Mayor Gene Kwan's orders, police cleared out the Occupy Oakland encampment.
The Plaza is a public space. It belongs to all of Oakland and will allow people to gather there for free speech. They can continue to have their general assemblies, but they're not going to be allowed to camp.
The raid resulted in 32 arrests, but it was relatively peaceful. In our opening half hour, we'll check in with Mayor Gene Kwan. Then at 9:30, a new Sacramento Bee investigation raises questions about the structural integrity of the new Bay Bridge span. We'll talk with the journalist who wrote the report, and we'll get a response from Caltrans. Forum is next, after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's forum. Oakland police cleared out the encampment in the city following warnings that were issued by them over the weekend and a man being shot and killed last Thursday. 32 arrests reportedly were made, and 9 of those were from Oakland. There has been a good deal of heat that Mayor Gene Kwan has taken as a result of the protests in Oakland from both protesters and residents over the way she's handled things, and we are going to speak with her momentarily. We also want to hear from you. You can call us at our toll-free number, 866-733-6786, if you'd like to speak to Mayor Kwan, or email us, forum@kqed.org, with your questions or comments for the mayor, or of course, post them on our Facebook page or on our website, kqed.org/forum. I believe we have Mayor Kwan on the phone now. Gene Kwan, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Glad to have you here. And let me begin by asking what was the main reason behind this? I think you've been stressing violence more than sanitation, but both were key, weren't they?
Well, I would say violence, the economic impact on downtown, and then sanitation. Clearly, it's a mess when you go out there. But as in the first case, although I don't think people really focused on it and they jumped on the sanitation, the main issues were that we were having repeated violence in the plaza. We'd had several sexual assaults reported, that there were violent fights, and clearly the murder on Thursday was an example of what we've been fearing. It's also been the issue of the economic impact on downtown and the neighborhood. So on one hand, you've got restaurants and office buildings not being able to operate, and then the resources to focus on the camp, all the calls for services, the demonstrations, have really taken services away from the rest of the city. And lastly, yes, there were real fire and health hazards.
Do we know to what extent the murder was connected to the protests? The protesters are saying it was just ordinary street violence, Oakland street violence, for example.
The police are saying that it was a clear resident of the camp, an involved fight within the camp.
And the protesters, of course, are vowing to return. They're talking about possibly thousands of people coming back to the, well, to the public space that's been occupied. How are you going to keep protesters out of the plaza moving forward?
You know, I think that the tide has changed in the city. I think people really want Ogallala Plaza to be for everybody, and it hasn't been. We are going to allow people to gather there. The General Assembly can continue there. But it really needs to be open to the whole city, and we really can't allow the camping. It's the camping at late night that's been the source of the violence.
What about the ongoing question about the lines of communication between your office and the police? This seems to have gone over pretty peacefully, and so one has to ask, are the lines of communication better, or did this work out better for other reasons as well?
You know, Howard Jordan, Deanna Santana, the new city administrator, and I are a new administration, and we've been working very closely together on this.
Dan Siegel resigned. Can I get a comment from you on that? The lawyer for and your legal advisor.
He was volunteering for my office on a particular research project. We've known each other since Berkeley. He's moving on. I'm certainly moving on. I'm focused on several regular meetings today on community policing, on bringing some new jobs to Oakland. So we'll continue to be friends, I'm sure. But I thank him for his service. But I really got to move on.
And you do think that maybe, as you put it, the tide has changed here and things are going to continue to be peaceful as they were? I mean, there were about 32 arrests, but for the most part, this was peaceful.
You know, I spent the last few days literally talking to people tent by tent, group by group. Many of the people wanted to, I think, take themselves out of these violent confrontations around the encampment. A big group moves over to the snow park, and they're there temporarily while they try to find some private space that they can rent or get to use so that they can continue to organize. I think it's been wearing on the movement. They haven't been able to do any organizing. Everything's been about trying to keep the peace in the encampment.
It's been very expensive, too. I mean, we've heard as much as $1,000 per officer for the raid today. How are you going to sustain that if there is a march tonight?
I think tonight is different than today. A planned event is different on mutual aid. I don't even want to go into the technicalities of that. But the cost of the city has been great, and just the amount of resources that we've had to dedicate down there. And I'm not alone here. I was on a conference call with 18 other mayors. And, you know, a city like Oakland, we don't have the extra taxes that San Francisco has. We are really the 99%. We have high percentage of people who are unemployed and in poverty. So these expenses are really going to hurt the community.
Do we know roughly at this point how much has been expended?
It will probably be at least a couple million.
And there have been fewer clashes with police and other Occupy movements. So there was a big one up at Portland recently and a few others scattered throughout the country. But police early on had a working relationship with protesters in other places. Why Oakland?
You know, Oakland, from the last few years with the Mezzo demonstration, has the Bay, I think it's just not Oakland, but it's the Bay Area, has a group of people who want to make their political organizing, fighting and confronting the police, and that's unfortunate. And they hide within the peaceful demonstrators. And I think what you saw this weekend is that the peaceful demonstrators moved so they couldn't be used.
We're talking to Mayor Gene Kwan, mayor of Oakland. You acted today. Did it have anything to do? We mentioned the reasons right from sort of the top priorities where you were concerned. But did it have anything to do with UC Berkeley protest planned for tomorrow?
No. I mean, to me, it's the safety issues. Always has been the safety issues. It's about Oakland and trying to do the best thing for our city.
It's been tough for you, though, in many ways, as a kind of, I mean, you've said this and expressed this on a number of occasions, feeling a kind of divided self. On the one hand, feeling with the protesters coming out of the movement yourself and having been an activist. On the other hand, feeling you have to protect the safety and all of the other things of small business, sanitation, et cetera.
I think the majority of the movement is peaceful, and the majority of the goals I can help support. Oakland's known for our progressive work on homelessness, and we've taken some leading programs around foreclosures. So I don't feel myself politically that divided. I think it's a tactical split within the movement. And I think part of the movement's decided that it can't allow violent people within the movement. So Oakland, I think, wants there to be peace and doesn't want the movement to come to a fight about an encampment in Franco Valley Plaza.
Well, I've got a listener here, and I'm going to go to the emails and calls here. And incidentally, if you'd like to join us, toll-free number, you'd like to talk to Mayor Kwan. Our toll-free number is available to you. It's 866-733-6786. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or post a question or comment on our Facebook page or on our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. A listener says, why is it that Oakland is a magnet for these protests, which more 99% than 1% elite? How come protesters aren't going to Palo Alto, Woodside, or cities like that where there's more of the 1%? I don't know if you can speculate on that, Mayor Kwan, but there is a sense that Oakland is not exactly a 1% city or doesn't have a lot of the 1%ers.
Exactly, and I think that's what Oaklanders are saying now. We're tired of this, that these demonstrations have cost us real services, real impact to the community. You know, Michael, I have the strategy around the 100 blocks where 92% of all the violence happens in Oakland. And one of the ways I brought down the murders for a while was I was able to put extra police officers into those neighborhoods. And now I'm going to follow up with extra resources, mentors, teachers, after-school programs, parent training, et cetera. During these last few weeks, we've not been able to do that. And so, literally, to me, it's an issue of life and death. I've got to get back working on preventing violence in my city, getting jobs for people. And this whole downtown thing has not been, let us do that.
There's another listener who says, why is Oakland the only city in the country that can't seem to accept the legitimacy of a long-term protest? Granted, the murder was awful, and but why is the decline in business revenue brought up at all? If a protest affects someone's bottom line, that's no reason to take away First Amendment rights.
You know, I'm a restaurant brat. I grew up in a Chinese restaurant, and my community, they're not even in downtown. Nearby Chinatown tells me they've lost half of their business. I had a family that was so poor that it was only the year that I turned five, the year my dad died, that we even took Christmas off. They're on very, very low margins. They're part of the 99% too. The small businesses downtown. I mean, Oakland is now one of the most vibrant downtown cities in the Bay Area, and that's just very recent. We were very crippled after Loma Prieta. We're very proud of our downtown, and so it's about the 99% movement is supposed to be about poor and working people. And so if you don't care whether or not their businesses survive, if you don't care about the workers who will lose their jobs, I'm not sure if you really care about the 99%.
Here's another listener, and then I'll go to the callers, who emails the following. Mayor Kwan, why have you refused to tell us exactly who gave the order to use such brutal means during the first raid of the Oakland Occupy campers? And given you were not in town during the first incident, were you contacted, and what exactly was the direction you gave that evening, and to whom did you issue that directive?
You know, what happened that night, we're still looking at you, and we're hiring an independent investigator. And we hope to be able to announce the person that we've chosen this week. I'm not happy if our policies weren't followed, but I think it's with the police, it's like the community. Very few of the demonstrators were violent. I would suspect that very few of the police didn't respect our guidelines.
Would there have been a way to work with the protesters to keep them there safely?
We really tried. I mean, they've been there a month and refused to formally meet with our office or with anybody in the city. When we had people who were hurt, this woman fell out of the tree 14 feet. They wouldn't even let our 911 responders in to help. One reporter told me about the young man who was shot and was bleeding, and they wouldn't even let, at that point, we're trying to stop the 911 responders in. People don't realize how degenerated the situation was, how violent it was, and how unsafe it was.
All right, let me go to our callers. And again, we're talking with Mayor Gene Kwan. And Chaz from Oakland, you're up first. Good morning.
Hi, Mayor Kwan. This is Chaz Walker. Michael, I just want to say, first of all, condolences to Sister Chisa. That is the mother of Coyote, the young man who was killed. Mayor Kwan, these have been some unprecedentedly difficult times for Oakland. I know you well. I think you've done a great job. You got off to a rocky start. But one thing I've been talking about with friends of mine is that we like the way you recovered and you started taking input from all sides. I think you made the best decision from Oakland because the public safety threat was real down there. And it looks like you gave everybody a win. The protesters to reassemble at Snow Park, the police, they didn't come out looking like bad guys. I say thumbs up, Gene. Keep up the good work. The battle ain't over, but you're moving in the right direction, and I'm with you.
All right, we thank you for that call.
Let me just say thanks to Chaz, and I'm expecting you to help me in those 100 blocks of the neighborhood kids.
And we go to more calls. This is Spazana from Foster City. You're on. Morning.
Hi, Mayor Kwan. I had a question about how you feel. I know you at a certain level, sympathize with the message of the movement, but in the first raid of the camp, there is video documentation of some extreme police brutality. There was an Iraqi war veteran who was a tear gas canister was fired at his head. There's video of this man standing still, not threatening anyone, not even moving. His skull was fractured. There were flashbangs thrown directly at the people who initially came to his aid. It's extreme police brutality, and there's video documentation of it, and I wonder what your response is to that.
I think I've already answered it. I was very disturbed. I got a chance to meet Scott and his parents. That is why we've been interviewing and are about to hire an independent investigator. But again, my sense is We have this difficult situation in the Bay Area, often at demonstrations, where a few people, bad demonstrators on one side try to provoke violence, and then we might have also people on the law enforcement side overreact. And it's this dilemma that we've got to stop. And so that means that I think peaceful protesters have to also walk away from the violent demonstrators, because that gives them cover, and then they're able to break windows and to provoke violence. And so we're hiring, and we're hoping to announce an independent investigator into that incident and the other proposals this week. I also ask people, if you have an issue, to please make your complaint with the Community Police Review Board. I promise you that they will all be reviewed.
Let me thank the caller, and we'll go to more of your calls. And let's get Rudy on next. Rudy, thank you. You're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Ask Mayor Kwan how much cheaper it would have been to put out big garbage bins, garbage cans, portable toilets, and things to help the demonstrators be clean and peaceful than to hire police at $1,000. That's it.
Well, I think the point we're trying to say is that we did all of that. There were porta potties. We put out garbage. But it's not the sanitation issues. It was the violence in the camp, the recent murder, the sexual assault, the open fighting, the drug dealing, that in the middle of the heart of Oakland. I don't think anybody wants that kind of situation in their community or in their neighborhood. Franco Gallo Plaza really is the symbol of the whole city, where everyone should come be able to use it peacefully, and that's not what it was anymore.
Let me thank the caller and go to more of your emails. Here's a listener who says, the corporate banks that own blighted properties in Oakland owe the city $1,000 a day. The city has never tried to collect that money. Will you do so now that you claim to care about the 99% over the interests of big banks?
You know, I've been involved in movements since I was 17, and at the University of California, founder of Ethnic Studies, hard worker civil rights, worked for labor, worked for women's issues. There's probably not a movement in the city that I or my family haven't been involved in. So, yes, we care, and, yes, we're working on all of those issues. And I'm not ashamed of some of the innovative things that we've done around foreclosed homes to return them to the community. We have a land trust going. We have quite a few other programs. We have one of the most innovative homeless programs in the country.
Some comments from our website. Listener Joe says, Oakland has become the de facto place for liberal extremists to riot. 32 people were arrested, and how many were from Oakland? I believe the police said 9, by the way.
It was very peaceful today. Nobody rioted. About half of those people were people from the interfaith community that had a tent and decided to come back today to participate in civil disobedience. I just really need to thank the people who peacefully left the camp. I think that was critical. The peaceful demonstrators did not want to be caught with a few violent demonstrators, and they left the camp. There were probably less than a dozen people actually residing in the camp when we got there this morning.
Well, more listener suggestions. One listener says, go right at the Pacific Stock Exchange in San Francisco, a city that has twice the per capita income. Another web comment. If you were so concerned about violence in the plaza, why'd you turn off the lights? The night the man was killed, the lights were out.
We didn't turn them out, and that I had to send people this weekend to fix them. There were so many cords attached. Apparently, they blew out the circuits.
And here's another listener says, all the reasons the mayor cited in the first 60 seconds on the air were true weeks ago for the removal of these campers. Impact on business, filth, and violence did not start this week. That plaza always belonged to the taxpayers. She encouraged this mess with her back-and-forth directions to the cops. I am not in favor of do-overs, but she needs to go. Never thought I'd wish Parada was elected. You're getting some of that, too, that there is, in fact, a campaign for recall. You want to at least comment on that campaign?
Well, let me just talk about the first part first. We needed the time, I believe, in this last week to talk to people. I think you saw today was successful because we spent the time talking to people, asking them to leave peacefully. I'm trying to do what's best on every decision. I made the first decision because of the violence in the camp. Obviously, because of what happened, it took much more discussion and much more organizing and continued to reach out with people. I'm not doing what's politically good for me probably all the time, but I'm doing always things that I think are good for the city and that will prevent prevent violence and prevent people from being hurt. I'm working pretty hard, even today, on attracting jobs to the city, on trying to get community policing to work, and to really focus on our young people. This whole strategy I'm talking about, the 100 blocks, you know, 92% of all the murders happen in 100 blocks of Oakland, and we're doing some pretty amazing new partnerships with schools and parents and housing developments, et cetera, to try and turn that around for good.
And here's another listener on the electricity question, I believe. David, you're on.
Hi, Mayor Kwan. I think in order for you to open a dialogue with the protesters and the rest of us normal people that agree with the protesters, your first step would be to stop lying in your press releases. To imply that a peaceful protest is costing more than an officer who can't simply arrest somebody without bursting their spleen is disingenuous. To imply that there is an electrical shortage to Ogallala Plaza and Ogallala Plaza alone defies the laws of physics. So, first of all, please talk to us like adults and tell us the truth.
Each of those light poles had dozens of cords around them. You can talk to my electrician. He was out working all day yesterday to find the short, and a lot of people saw that in the plaza.
We thank that caller and go right to another caller from Oakland. Sue, hi, you're on.
Yeah, I moved to Oakland a few years ago. I bought a condo, and I just find this incredibly dismaying. I'm part of the 99%, but honestly, please go away. Go down to Palo Alto. Go to San Francisco. Go to where the big corporations have their headquarters, which is not in Oakland. We need business here. I'm glad the mayor is finally coming to her senses about trying to get business to come to Oakland, but they're not going to come if these people just continue to camp in either downtown or in Snow Park or in any other park in Oakland. I want you to go back across the bay to where the rich people live. I'll take my comments off the air.
All right,
thank
Sue,
you.
We thank you for the call. That's a comment that's been made a number of times by email and whatnot. I want to get another caller from Oakland on. Charlie, hi.
Hi. I just want to say I've been a longtime resident of the East Bay in Oakland. I live in Oakland now. I think the behavior of the mayor and our city government has been shameful. To use police against the peaceful demonstrators, whatever their problems may be, I call upon you, Mayor Kwan, to resign. I will circulate recall petitions. I really think this is shameful. I really, please, just resign.
You want to say something to that, Gene Kwan? That kind of sentiment? It's out there.
You know, I'm being hit from the left, I'm sitting on the right. But, you know, I was elected, and I've been very proud to be the first woman and first Chinese American mayor of the city. I've been working very hard on bringing jobs to the city. And my decision, like I said, is probably not very political. I haven't even thought or work very much on the recall issues, because really my job is to get us through this, to keep people in my city safe, and to do the best that I can. I was in Washington, quite frankly, to try to get a $40 million grant for the Port of Oakland so we'd have jobs. That's what mayors do, and it's very tough trying to balance the different needs of the city.
Mayor Kwan, I wish you good luck and hope that you can continue to deal with this and deal with it in a peaceful way. And thank you so much for joining us. That's Mayor Gene Kwan, Mayor of Oakland. When we return, we're going to talk about the Bay Bridge.